welcome back to another episode of Made in Manitoba. And this week, it's a first-time appearance by Richard McKay.
Originally from Crane River First Nation and currently living in Brandon, the singer-songwriter has released an album called Grandfather Stone. We'll be featuring music from it tonight.
Richard comes from a musical family and at a young age was playing guitar after his mother taught him how.
And Richard's mother, Anita, has been a huge influence in his musical life, coming from her own performing background.
As a young man, Richard experienced many trials growing up in inner-city Winnipeg. The knowledge he gained from first-hand experience with gang lifestyle, addictions, and incarceration, he's applied into songwriting as an outlet to express himself.
Music is the only real magic I have encountered in my life. It's pure, it's real, it moves, it heals, says Richard McKay, our guest tonight on Made in Manitoba. Our conversation with him and his music after this.
Don't have to cry, I am here to stay. I come from a community called Crane River, Manitoba, which is an Interlake Region Treaty 2 territory. I grew up all around music. Everyone in my family, such as my mom, my aunties, uncles, they all play, they all sing. So it was a part of my my upbringing, I guess you could say. So that's basically where I got the love for the music and playing. It just basically comes from family, very musically type of family, you know, things like that. So I'm 42 years of age, and I'm currently residing in Brandon, Manitoba.
And it's really interesting how I think with a lot of artists that I've connected with is family is where their musical experience has started. It seems like that's a fairly common theme.
When we're growing up, we look to the people around us, and, you know, especially when we have these gatherings, I mean, our family all come together. And when you're young, you're looking up to everybody. And I used to be just totally mesmerized by my family, like my aunties, uncles. They're always smiling, happy, singing. And I used to be just watching them, just totally mesmerized and just soaking up everything that was around me. And that is pretty much what turned me on to it, was the whole family dynamic of these gatherings and how music brought us kind of together.
Do you remember the first time you picked up guitar or the first time that you played an instrument?
Yeah, I would have to say I was probably around the age of 8 or 9, around there. I started like bothering my mother to start showing me, like, so she would take time to like show me chords. And once I started learning your basic chords, I was just addicted, and I was just totally nonstop bothering her. And she would always make time, like no matter how tired she would be from work, she would still make time to show me and teach me. And yeah, that's basically how I started playing the guitar, and singing kind of came after. My first love was the guitar. I always kind of wanted to be a lead guitarist. But as I kind of grew into a guitar player, I kind of found my voice afterwards. So
I understand that your mom has been a huge influence on your musical pursuits and your creativity. Just talk a little bit about what she's meant to you as you've found your voice and your way as you've been a creator.
She's somebody that I turned to, like when I started finding my voice and started getting into songwriting itself. I would often run into situations where I would hit a wall. I'd be stuck with, if I'm playing with different chord variations and I'm trying to kind of write music, if I would run into a situation where I would be stuck, because sometimes things, I don't want to be too repetitive. I want to change it up a little bit. And I could always turn to my mother just to ask for her knowledge and what she would do, because she plays, she sings, she was in a band when I was young. And so she would be the one that I would turn to, and she would always help me, whether it would be with chords, chord structures, changes, and even melodies, or she would help me with lyrics. If I would run into trouble with finishing a song, she'd be always, she's my go-to person basically for those types of situations. I respect her gifts that she has, and she always helps me out when I run into trouble.
Now, alongside the influence that your mom has had on your creativity and your music, obviously your own personal experiences have played a role as well. How has just your life and the things that you've lived through encouraged you to share your story through music?
I guess basically, like, as being a man, like, you know, sometimes we don't know how to express ourselves, or we don't know how to talk about what's bothering us, I guess you could say. As I got into the music, as I got into songwriting, I started to realize that this was actually a good way for me to, I guess, kind of release some of my own situations I'd be going through in life. And it's a good way to release it, and it's a good, and it turns a negative into a positive, basically, because once you release the music, it becomes almost like medicine for people, whether they're going through a situation that they could relate to the song itself, and if they hear it at the right time, it could save their life. It could really help their day. It could just totally change everything for them. So songwriting and music, as a man, it's taught me how to communicate, and it's okay to talk and speak and sing about things and write. It's become a very important tool in my life. It's helped me express myself, because a lot of guys, like I said, they keep it all bottled up. And when I was younger, not being able to express myself or not knowing how to, it got me in a lot of trouble. Bottling up your anger, bottling up things that are bothering you, and not talking about it, or not knowing how to, because like I said, guys are known to be strong. We can't talk about what's bothering us, right? And I was never taught that it's okay. So the music, the guitar, the songwriting, it's kind of evolved into this whole spiritual type thing for me.
I feel like I'm dying. All the doors around me are slamming shut. I'm dying and I'm trying. Catch me now, 'cause I'm losing my ability. It's hard to see you now. Pick me up, 'cause I'm tired of being alone and struggling.
to stay. I'm running out of time, so I live for the day. I want to know.
The song Hold Me Down from Richard McKay and his latest album, Grandfather Stone. We're showcasing it tonight as the singer-songwriter who currently lives in Brandon joins us for the first time.
Coming up after the break, Richard will tell us about the meaning behind that title and also about his desire to give back to young people who are facing the same challenges he did.
Specifically, he wants to work with young, aspiring Indigenous youth pursuing a music career, feeling his experience and knowledge can help guide them into successful artists.
This is Made in Manitoba with Richard McKay, and we have more music to come in a moment.
And it's so bright, and the blue.
connecting this week for our Made in Manitoba program to focus specifically on your latest album, Grandfather Stone for the People. Before we get into, you know, the meat of the album, just tell us a little bit about the title.
The song that I wrote, I have the main single for my album. It's called Grandfather Stone, and the title itself. In the song, I talk about trauma. I talk about trauma brain and how we react to things. And Grandfather Stone in our culture, like, we use grandfathers, we call them, in our lodges for when we have sweat ceremonies. And we go into these ceremonies for cleansing and for to be reborn, basically. So the song itself, the title, Grandfather Stone, is a part of that, Mike, because I'm a grassroots individual, and Grandfather Stone, I felt it was fitting for the song and the album itself, because sometimes, you know, we have to learn the hard way. Sometimes our grandfathers are stern with us. And if we don't listen, we get into trouble. And to me, that's what Grandfather Stone is all about.
Before we get maybe a little deeper into some of the other songs on the album, I did want to just loop back to your mom and mention the fact that she sings harmony on this album. And in fact, it's my understanding she sings harmonies or provides vocals in all of your work. Just talk about that and having the opportunity to work alongside your mom in this.
She's pretty much on, I think she is on every single one of my songs. She harmonizes. It's become a mother and son team type thing. We practice together. We strategize together. And even like getting ready to go into the studio. It's I love the creative process. I love working with her. And it makes our bond stronger when we're doing this, because it's always going to be there. After I'm gone, she's gone, our music will always be there. And the harmonies we sing together will always be there. So it's very special. It's very, very important to me. And her harmonies, too. She's a great singer. I mean, she brings so much to my music. It's really, I'm really blessed to have a mother that's willing to support what I'm doing, because she's not actively pursuing music or anything. She has a full-time job and music. She always makes time to, when I have these ideas or I got these songs, she's always willing to make time to support me in what I'm doing.
I did want to just pick up on that fact of you connecting with fellow creators, because it is my understanding that you have made the commitment that you would connect with young folks and work with them on them trying to share their story and their perspective and their context. And why is that important to you to give back in that way, Richard?
Well, because like I said, when I was a young guy, I was very, very, I had a lot of low self issues, and I didn't have the confidence or the people around me to tell me, like, I mean, my mother was there, yes, but as far as other people, like, I didn't have that, other people, like, giving me that, those good words I need to hear. So, I mean, a lot of us have gifts and talents, and we don't know we have these gifts and talents until we push them out. A lot of us are too scared, too shy. So somebody like myself, what I like to do is to be able to give some of these young people confidence and to let them know, you know, it's okay. Believe in yourself. Don't be shy. You know, sing, play like nobody's there. And, you know, don't hide your gifts from people. You know, let your soul glow, as they say. Just let it come out. A lot of people, they don't use their talents. There's a lot of guys I grew up with that are, you know, that took the wrong turn. A lot of talented musicians and singers I knew growing up, and they didn't do anything with their talents. And so I feel it's important myself as an artist. I have a responsibility to the other ones coming up to kind of be there for them, support them, inspire them. If anyone ever asks, I know I have to do my due diligence and help them in any way that I can.
Richard, just as the album is available, Grandfather Stone, and we're encouraging folks to have a listen to your creativity and your music, what are you hoping listeners are going to take away from this latest effort from you?
I really hope that people could get an idea of my style in terms of the melodies. Like, I try and change it up as much as I can. I want people to see the versatility in my style. It's not just one style. It could be one a little bit more country rock, country, folk, just the whole different gumbo of different songs. I would like people to see the styles that I have, and hopefully that they get something good out of the music as well, obviously. Maybe it'll inspire them too.
That's Richard McKay and the song Set Yourself Free from his new album, Grandfather Stone, on this weekend's Made in Manitoba. The first time the singer-songwriter has joined us.
And you can learn more about his musical journey and what's next for him at richardmckaymusic.com. www.mattmcdonald.ca, as well as on his social media sites.
Thank you for joining us tonight as we continue to highlight the best in Manitoba music. For my co-hosts, Zach Drieger and Michelle Sawatsky, I'm Chris Sumner. Good night.